The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning on this September 11th, 2017. Wow, these figures are, you know, when I say 2017, it sounds like the future. The future movies used to be like 2000 and stuff like that. But anyway, here we are, and Retha's doing an audition today. We have Carmelita with us. Carmelita, hello, and we got Frank Hillary with us. Two seasoned veterans in the game. Welcome.
Yes,
to the show,
good morning. Sitting
Hi,
in for
Carmelita.
Retha.
Yeah, okay. And Retha's doing her audition. She's keeping busy. And, you know, it's a show that just lets the baby boomers know that you, when it's time for retirement, you could be more busy than ever. You know, right, Carmelita? And we have, we have a day of remembrance today. 16 years ago, the terror attacks on our country left us with an indelible memory. We have, you know, the Pennsylvania crash where they ordered an attack, and then we had the Pentagon and the Twin Towers. Over 3,000 people perished. Now that we're going to be talking about that. We're going to have a special guest come on later. But anyway, Carmelita, I'll tell you, there's so much going on with the, you know, the remembrance, and we have the hurricanes and a lot of disasters, a lot of resilient people out there in Texas. It's and you're pretty resilient yourself, and I see you at so many events, and you do so much to help. And Eric with his Easy Way Cares and his you know, he developed the Hollywood Unites for Haiti and Japan, and now we have all this stuff, Carmelita. How you know, what's going on? Is this a climate change thing, or is this what do you think?
Well, I have no doubts that it's climate change. I mean, according to the scientists, who I totally believe and agree with, I, you know, don't think it takes too much to put two and two together. You know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to show what's clearly going on before our eyes.
We're gonna get you and. We're going to get you as our scientist, and you can give us reports and updates. But anyway, we got a hot topic time, and we're going to touch briefly on a few things here and then go more into to what's going on and our remembrance, Day of Remembrance. Hot topic.
Ripped from the headline, today's hot topic.
Now, guys, I remember Katrina. It affected my life. I had investments in the North Gulf Coast and then the 08 recession down in Florida that affected a lot of the investors. But as far as hurricanes go, it hit pretty hard up in the North Gulf Coast and changed people's lives. And, you know, that was a record breaker. That was a big one. And yet they say the Harvey situation in Texas. And this is amazing. It was bigger than both Sandy and Katrina put together. So it goes to show you what Carmelita and I were talking about. We're not sure if this is a changing world with the climate change, or is this just the way things are going? We're not scientists, but we'll be looking into that and having people on the show that can go over that. If leftover, we have.
Hey, Jim, did you, did you hear
Frank.
The amount of water that? How you doing? Did you hear the amount of water that dropped on Houston?
Well, I'll tell you, Frank, everything...
They said if you took a silo, if you had like a silo, picture a silo, 2 miles square and 2 miles high, that's how much water dropped on Houston.
This is, you know, these figures have never... And people that are 90 years old are interviewed, and they said they've never seen this. The record books show that they've never had this. And it's just, I don't know, it's mind-boggling. Harvey caused massive damage in South Texas and West Louisiana that they say it has broken records. And it's going to cost billions to repair. And, you know, with all the damage that's going on, the hurricane comes with overwhelming cleanup. I mean, it's not when it's over and the hurricane is gone, then the list is so long with the mud they have to deal with, the disease they have to deal with. Now they're being hit by another Irma is coming in, and we're going to be talking about that. And that came up
Miami. Well, it's the ripple effect. That's the ripple effect, Jim. I mean, you've got insurance companies out here, right, to insure all these homes and businesses. But when they get hit with these natural disasters, especially the ferocity of what's happening in Houston and also now here in Florida, their reserves get taxed like you can't believe. So you're going to see premiums go through the roof.
Well, they say, like when I was dealing with insurance, you through FEMA, the flood is dealt through FEMA through insurance. And I don't know if it's still the same, but you had to own the property for a certain amount of time before you were reimbursed. I was thinking it was over 30 days. But this has broke the 1964 record that they had in Florida. In Monroe County.
Natural disaster insurance, which is provided, through the government, is just about exacerbated, and they do need to have another remedy. It's really, unfortunate that a lot of the moves that were made that were in place are now being undone. That's sort of like hindsight now. Actually, we need to begin to move forward and use a little foresight rather than reacting to disasters, that remedies are in place before a disaster takes place.
Okay, guys, well, let's see what we got here. Okay, so 60% of Florida is without power. This is, and I just followed reports. They say Miami is just getting, I have so many things. They were so strong. The water was sucked out of Tampa Bay. I mean, people are seeing things they've never seen before because of certain winds and things, and then it comes flooding back in. So anyway, today marks the 16th year of the country's worst terror attacks. And the Twin Towers and the Pentagon and the plane crash that was in Pennsylvania that the heroes, they brought the plane down so it didn't cause more problems. So anyway, guys, it's time for a commercial, and then we're going to go into all this. We have a lot to talk about.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way.
We do it the easy way, guys, and everybody knows, Frank and Carmelita, we know that it's not E-A-S-Y. It's letter E, letter Z, and it's a lot of hard work. And we have a very special guest coming on today. He's hosted, I say numerous, but it's basically hundreds of notable events in Hollywood, a speaker and author and president of the MMPA. And I'll tell you, I mean, we can have him on for hours talking about historical situations. Jarvie Hutchinson. Jarvie, are you on with us? Let's see if we bring Jarvie in.
Yes, I'm looking forward to speaking with Jarvie. He's a dear friend of many, many years. Jarvie, are you there?
Carmelita, I know you've known Jarvie. We'll wait until he pops on with us. And Frank,
yes.
I don't know if you've met Jarvie yet. But the EasyWay Achievement Award was built through the MMPA, and Eric was given his own award category, which was then handed from Eric down to, let me see, check the order. Okay, so anyway, the awards and the shows, Carmelita, you've been to so many of the shows. Larry Namer received one, the co-founder of E, and Shelley Hunt, and... the list goes on and on. But anyway, we'll wait for Jarvie to come on. And I just wanted to go through some of the stats. And Frank, like you were saying, everything that they're mentioning is a record breaking number, and you know I'm reading down the list, and there's zeros as far as comparisons go. They're saying that the level of the floodwaters and so on and so forth, but you know, what do you do? I mean, it's Carmelito and I were talking about, Frank, before you got on. Is this some
kind Frank,
of change?
Good morning. I didn't get a chance to say hello.
Oh.
I know we're co-hosting together, and it's a great pleasure to be with
Carmelita.
Both of you. Yes.
Absolutely. How are you, Carmelita?
Doing well.
Thankfully, you're not living in Houston and Florida.
Oh, yes. I'm telling you, we were talking about getting on a friend of mine just to be able to reach him, but he said now was not a good time to talk, which I can imagine. Very dear friend of ours.
We got a guest with us now. Jarvie's on the line. Jarvie, you with us?
Good morning, Jarvie.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine.
Well, Jarvie, you missed my flashy introduction I had for you. I gave you
a
real good one. You're the president of the NTA host.
Good morning, Jarvie.
Numerous friends. You got Carmelita Pittman, who you know, and Frank Hillering, and with our Easy Way Business, Frank's traveling. He travels all over the world and works with business. He's working with our business. And Jarvie is, I'll tell you, Jarvie and Carmelita knows this. He's done so many helpful events. He's helped so many people over the years. He's been a speaker now. Jarvie, I don't know if you've been an author yet, but you've been everything else on the list. I don't know. If you haven't written any books, you should.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'm planning on doing that eventually. That's one of the things that I'm going to be able to have a very good book to tell the story.
You got a lot of stories, Jarvie. I've seen you at so many events, and I know Carmelita has. And you guys are kind of history in the Hollywood business. Now, Jarvie, real quick here, are you feeling okay? Because I heard you had a little bout and you had to go to the doctor. Everything okay? You've been back in good shape?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm just, I'm still healing process, but I'm doing much better. And I'm getting stronger and I'm putting back on my weight. So I could only say that I'm doing much better.
That's great.
Well, we've been in that, we've been in that weight situation.
Yes.
We both lost some weight, yeah. But, we're just touching base on, Jarvie, there's so much going on. Now, just real quick, do you think it's all relevant? When you and I were in our teens, when we were in our 30s, there's a lot of stuff going on. But do you think it's a little different today? Like Frank and Carmelita, do you guys feel that today there's a little bit more that seems to be going on? Or does every generation say that?
Well, I feel that the times have changed and technology and so many different things have brought on different things that I've learned that if you don't keep up with it, at some time you lose the ability to be in the progress of what's going on today and with these the younger generation. So I'm learning to learn and pay attention and stay up on it because if you don't, boy, it's a new world out there.
It sure
That's
is.
And,
That's the truth. Yes.
You've been to so many events, and I give you credit. It's not, Jarvie, we both know, and Carmelita, and Frank is learning. It's not easy putting on some of these events. When Eric created the Hollywood Unites, and like, whoa, getting all the cameras and the celebrities. Boy, oh boy, right, Jarvie?
Yeah.
I mean, we know.
It's a different, you have to take a different approach now. It's not the same anymore.
Last minute carpet, remember that? and we got to go. One time I ran down Carmelita, I had to run down to Dana Point to grab a carpet. And where was I? Was up in Hollywood. But it was their last minute.
Oh my gosh.
And Jarvie, I was telling them about how you put together the honor that you gave Eric with the Easy Achievement Award in his own category. And we had a great event with that. Yeah. And the ones that followed through were very interesting when you met Larry Namer and we gave him the award and so on. And you've dealt with the Easy Way situation. Was that an interesting part of your career?
Sure, that was a very interesting part. That award is a legacy. It still goes on each year that Eric point someone to receive that each year, and it's been some very dynamic people, and we're glad to keep that legacy going on in his name and what he has accomplished. So I think it's a wonderful thing.
And Darby,
Jen,
we got another one coming
up.
We got another one coming up. The Make a Wish Foundation.
Again,
you remember Frank? You know, we got Frank Tankless,
yeah,
the founder.
He's about
founder.
To award that again, Garvey, at the film festival. It's coming up in November.
That's right.
With the actor that is a lead actor in the movie for Make a Wish Foundation.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
wonderful.
So that will be, the award will be presented again. Do you know who it's presenting to this year? I know that he announced it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was
wonderful.
The Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Oh, actually, was the it was actually the creator of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I stand corrected.
Right.
Yeah.
The Make-A-Wish Foundation, Frank Shankowitz, will be receiving the award. So it's got a good
that's
level.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
well,
you know, I was going to mention just a little while ago when you were mentioning Larry Namath's name, to mention who he is, because he is so instrumental in television history, and the fact that Eric has brought him on board, and that Jarby was present when those awards were presented in North Hollywood 2016. I was there and witnessed
mm-hmm.
that. Can you explain who Larry Namath is, Jim?
Yes, Larry's the co-founder of E! Entertainment, and he's the president of Meitong Development in China. And Jarby, talk about what's going
on.
Yeah,
I know Larry. I know Larry very well.
Oh, sure. But
yeah,
we got a
guy. He's done numerous things.
I just saw him, Frank, and I just saw him not too long ago. But Jarby, I want you to mention your Rose Diamond Award and you know the other situations you have on the table. Talk to us a little bit about
what's
going on.
This week we are naming have quite a few submissions this year for the Rose Diamond Awards, but we're going to name the women that were selected this year to receive the Diamond Rose Awards for women that have accomplished lots of accomplishments in the various industries in their various fields, to name who they are, and a lot of the accomplishments is outstanding, what these women have accomplished and what they've done, and mostly every last one of them have given back to the communities and to the city. And we're really excited. The Rose Diamond Rose each year it has grown tremendously. And we are very proud to present that on November the 12th, which is a Sunday afternoon, where the lady in red, where they all wear red. And it's a fun evening, a very exciting evening. And it gives a chance to share and learn about women, and we have some women coming in from other states, so it has grown tremendously, and that's what we're currently working on, the Diamond Rose Awards. We're currently and since we're in the motion picture and television business, the organization, we're hosting our annual pre-Emmy awards gala, which we're honoring several people, and that's coming up this coming Saturday night.
And
that's what
and
we're working on.
Well, I say, I told you guys, this is a busy man, and we got My Real Earth maybe getting involved with your gift bags and so on. So it's going to be it's going to be exciting. Jarby, do you ever run out of energy?
Yeah, we're really excited. I'm sorry?
Do you ever run out of energy? You just keep going.
Yeah,
yes, you know, he's very positive. I just want to just mention this. I have to thank Jarby, and let me thank him on the air, because he's been so instrumental in giving recognition to my organization, the Rose Breast Cancer Society, and has participated in our events, supporting them with his presence and bringing people on board. I want to acknowledge him for making it possible for us to have had a beautiful event at the Virginia Robinson's Estates on 6.5 acres for our 14th event that we've had in the past, the Rose Variety Art Show. And also, he's recognized us with the Community Spirit Award in 2008 at the Four Seasons Hotel. I was a guest there. I had a couple of tables. We had several celebrities on board at those tables. And then not too long ago, I was one of the first recipients, 2013, of the Rose Diamond Awards. And last year he had me singing, which it looks like it's becoming my signature song, La Vie en Rose, and with this lovely lady who played the harp. She's performed also at the Washington, D.C., at the White House and so forth. So it's just always a lovely, lovely event. I nominated Carla Gordy from the Gordy family, and she received an award, and also Claudette Robinson, another nominee, another person also nominated her as well. But there's so many lovely ladies that come to this event, and I won't mention all of the ones that I had nominated, because we'd still be on the air talking. But I want to again acknowledge Jarvey for what he's done, and to publicly thank him for supporting the Rose Breast Cancer Society so many years.
You cover so many bases. Thank you for coming on the show. We have to move on, but I want to get you on back again, and I want you to take care of yourself so you can keep going.
Thank you so much for inviting me on, and I'm very fond of the Rose Breast Society and with all the things that they're doing, and we're just glad to be a part and be on the air this morning. Thank you again.
Thanks,
Darby, for coming on board.
All right.
If it's fine that we mention, if anyone's interested in attending or being a part of any of the festivities, if they can reach me, is it fine for me to give my number?
Jim?
Okay. Let me see. As far as giving the personal phone numbers, I think what we'll do is we will send them to the site.
Yes, they could be. We can be reached at area code 310-358-8300 is the office. It's again 310-358-8300. Thank you so much,
okay.
And we certainly
thank
look
you,
forward Jerry. Of all the things that are coming up.
Thank you, Jarvey. And guys, we got
all right. Take care.
Thank you, Jarvey and Frank, Carmelita, and to all our listeners, we have a very special guest that's on the line here with us, Kevin Major Howard. Now, he has the Angel Tribute Cars, Fueled by the Fallen. Now, it's a group of cars with the names of all the fallen at the towers. And I'll tell you, you walk up to one of these cars, you can feel it. Kevin, you on with us?
I am. Good morning. How are you?
Hello, Kevin.
Good morning, Kevin.
This is Carmelita Pittman and Frank.
Good morning,
Kelly.
Kevin.
Kevin Howard. And I'll tell you guys, when Kevin pulls up with his line of cars, and if you ever, I've driven one of them. You remember Kevin at the LA Convention Center? Eric had his own section on Easy Street, and you had the car right there next to his section, and you allowed me to drive it. And I tell you, there's a feeling when you even get close to the car. So tell us about how many cars you have and some of the interesting places you go and what's going on today, because I know it's probably a busy day for you.
Well, to introduce myself to your audience, I'm an actor from a film called Full Metal Jacket, played the role of Rafter Man. And it was because of that that I was introduced to our Marines. And I walked away just feeling absolutely touched by who these men and women were that were fighting for my freedoms. Now, when we went to war, we were losing our men and women on the battlefields. We hear today on our televisions 5 died, 12 the day before, 2 before the day before that. And I thought, how can I embrace our Marines and for the American people to realize the ultimate price they paid for our freedoms? And so I built the first memorial tribute car, which was the Marines car, carries 864 names. He is actually on exhibition in Las Vegas at the Link Hotel at the Auto Collections. I then continued building the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, all branches of service. And then I thought I needed to pay homage to those police officers killed in the line of duty, and I built 3 national police cruisers that carried that many names. I then continued on with the 9/11 Angels, which are 5 Camaros. That pay homage to everyone perished in their moment of tragedy. It begins with Angel 1, the first responders, their names in gold letters on that particular vehicle. Angel 2 and 3 are our trade towers. Angel 4 is the Pentagon with Flight 77. and Angel 5 are all the flight victims. These cars have traveled throughout the United States. President Bush Sr. invited them up to his personal home up in Kennebunkport and blessed them on their way to New York City, where they were placed at the feet of the Statue of Liberty. They have done the good work ever since. We give scholarships back to children who have been left behind, to heroes coming home from our battlefields, and to our police officers' families who may be in need of assistance. I am so proud to be on this journey. And what I love about this journey is this. Every child, 5, 6, 7 years old, who sees my cars, or America's cars, says, "Mommy, Daddy, why are all these names on these cars?" And then that's what ignites that wonderful conversation in the family unit about what patriotism, flag, country, courage, and bravery is. And that's when the children look up at their mom and dad and go, "Wow." So it's my way of saying to America, let's never forget we have great heroes that come before us. We need to respect each other, and our babies are going to carry the flag into our future.
You know, Kevin, when you mentioned the little kids look up and say that, it just about brings a tear to your eye. I'll tell you, that's pretty powerful.
Yeah, Kevin, this is Frank Hellring. I was actually born in Washington, D.C. I'm a government brat. I'm actually looking at your five cars on my computer right now. What an incredible work you've done. And it reminded me, unfortunately, we're all baby boomers on this show as far as our hosts. There was a grouping of Hollywood actors at one time that got up and did the thing called the FTA. It doesn't even bear mentioning, but it was an absolute degradation of the five services of this country in the military sector. And quite frankly, thank you so much for the five cars that I believe offset that action so many years ago that absolutely degraded our military.
Absolutely. You're very, very welcome. And if I could, I'm building a new fleet, but I need either Chrysler, Chevrolet, or Ford to jump in with me. It is our American people, our American pride, and our American history. On this new fleet, I want to be able to carry my military branches, my police cruisers, fire. And by the way, even NASA is going to get their car and stand with our five angels. So I'm reaching out to these companies. If you're listening, help us make a better way for tomorrow. And by the way, even Kellogg's, I want to put them in your cereal boxes. And let's talk to our children. Every five-year-old is reading the back of that cereal box every morning. And wouldn't it be wonderful to say to them, "Son, when you see a lady standing, you get up out of your seat and you offer it up. Son, when you make an agreement with a man, you look him in the eye, you shake his hand, and then you keep your word." So Kellogg's and these big auto manufacturing companies, give me a call. Sit down with me. I love America. It's been the most blessed land ever. And I want to give what I can back to our communities to make a better day for all of us.
We're with you, Kevin. And, you know, I really gotta hand it to you. This is such a special day for you, and to take time to come on our show, it's a big appreciation for that, because you probably have a busy day planned, right?
Well, we do. We are in a couple of states. We're actually driving a few of the cars back to Las Vegas. We're actually in Los Angeles. Yesterday, we spent a beautiful day with the White Hart Foundation. We escorted a few thousand motorcycles from Point Magoo Naval Base down to Pepperdine University for Ride to the Flags with Kevin Dillon and a few others. And what an incredible, incredible privilege it is. Drive these cars in the streets, especially today. Everybody stands in their driveways when they see us coming. The flags are waved and the applause. Yeah. So to America, we are all in this together. I thank you for the moment to have this conversation with you and your audience. You guys, you keep doing the great work you do. I look forward to more talks.
Well, you know, Eric, and, you know, I'll tell you, Kevin, if you ever need a driver, I'm a veteran, and I'm not too old. I'm a baby boomer, but I can still drive. And I'll just give me a call, and I'll help out. And we're with you on this. And on your next
fleet.
I'd love
to have you on board anytime you want to. You just jump in. You say, "Hey, Kevin, let's go."
Okay.
Have
a good day, Kevin.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Thank you for coming on.
Bless you all. Bless America.
God bless.
God bless.
See, I told you guys. I'm talking about an interesting, is that about as interesting as you can get? And you know, you got to understand that this is 9/11, and he's got the cars. This is a very busy day for him, so we really appreciate your coming.
are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breath Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. And it is a good morning in spite of what's going on with the hurricanes, but we're here, and we've got a great guest. His name is Robert Lafreniere, and he is the president of the Real Cowboys. Welcome, Robert.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. And yes, a lot of prayers have been sent out to the hurricane people. As a matter of fact, my daughter lives in Boca Raton. They got hit, but thank God it was west of them, the majority of it, and it went up to Tampa, and thank God that it didn't do that much damage. I mean, the Keys got hit hard, but anyway, mm-hmm. There's other things to talk about, and I'm just glad that my daughter and they're safe in Florida.
Yes,
and everybody else,
God.
Too.
Yes, yes. Wait, I just spoke a moment ago, not too long ago, to our friend in Fort Lauderdale, and they're holding tight, so thank God, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's great to have you on board. I know you're a busy, busy man. You're in the midst of producing a major event coming up, the Silver Spur Awards, which is going to be Friday, September 15th. But before we talk about that, I just want to give them a little bit about your background. You have an amazing background. You come from Canada, actually from Sherbrooke, Quebec, Canada.
Sherbrooke. Sherbrooke.
Yes. And you wound up being replanted here in the States. In Massachusetts, and you grew up and attended high school there and graduated. And the interesting thing is that speaking of some of our valiant heroes, you have been a hero, a member of the Air Force, and served as a jet fighter during the Vietnam War. And we were just speaking to Kevin a minute ago, and he wants to acknowledge people like you. And today, of course, on 9/11, it's very appropriate to talk about that.
Well, I appreciate that very much. But I was a jet fighter crew chief on F-4 Phantom during the Vietnam era. And
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to twist any of those stories, but I never served in Vietnam. I was on my way twice with a bunch of guys, but they turned around halfway and came back. But at least I was ready to go defend our country, you know. So that's... But the real heroes are the ones that didn't come back. Those are the real heroes.
Well, you know, I think that it's really a shame that blood is shed, you know, in the name of peace. Doesn't make sense to me, but I'm just praying for the day where they said the lion will lie down with the sheep, and that we will all join hands and have the kumbaya moment. It's got to come sooner or later. But anyway, I want to talk a little bit about your Hollywood venture, too. You are also an actor. You have been in the company of people like Sylvester Stallone and Rock Hudson and so on. Can you tell us a little bit about your stint in Hollywood?
Well, Sylvester Stallone was the first picture I worked in. I didn't have very big parts in there. It was back in 1979, I believe. It was called FIST, F-I-S-T. That's an abbreviation. And it was all about, it was loosely based, I believe, on Jimmy Hoffa story.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, being freshly out of the Air Force and then to be able to work and get to meet Sylvester Stallone was a real joy. And, of course, I worked in a picture in 1980 called World War III. I played a Russian in that one and worked with Rock Hudson and Brian Keith. And that was really a thing to work with. And they were really great guys to work with. Rock Hudson played President McKenna, President of the United States. And I've done a few other little things here and there. I worked in Joseph Wamba's The Black Marble. I played a cop. I used to be casted a lot to play a cop. I guess that fit the image.
Yeah.
Well, you must have an image of strength. So, you know, that's what it takes to be a police person.
Yep.
So that's great, Robert. What were your special moments? What do you think was the most exciting part of being an actor?
Well, I never really got, you know, to be anything big. I was in the minor leagues instead of being in the major leagues like baseball. But I'm going to be changing all that in the very near future, depending how much time we have, so I can speak about the Silver Spur Award and what's coming up. And people could still buy tickets by going online, realcowboys.org. That's R-E-E-L, cowboys.org. And just in case the folks out there, if I may interject this, just in case the folks out there don't know who's going to be honored that night, this coming Friday night, we're going to have Catherine Ross. Everybody knows she's married to the wonderful Sam Elliott. We have a very famous stunt woman who did a lot of work. She stunted for Catherine, and her name is Marguerite Happy. And unbelievable, it's going to be fantastic that Kris Kristofferson is going to be there. Kris Kristofferson, and he's going to sing the song. He's going to be honored with the Silver Spur. Also, Kevin Sorbo. Kevin Sorbo, who's known as Hercules on TV, but he also did a lot of Westerns. He did a wonderful Christian movie called God's Not Dead. If you haven't seen it, you folks out there, go see that movie. I don't mean go see it, but get the DVD, look at it, enjoy. And then we've got the wonderful Barry Corbin. He lives in Texas, and he's quite an actor. He did a lot of Westerns. Those of you who remember the TV show Northern Exposure, he played Maurice. With that Texas accent of his, you know, so that's great. And there we got this guy who's known as the Walrus Mustache, a great man, a great, great person. He was in Cocoon. He did a lot of Westerns, and he's also the man who does the diabetes commercial and Quaker Oats commercial. The one and only Mr. Wilford Brimley is going to be there. So to be honored that night. And some of the presenters, like G.W. Bailey from Police Academy and MASH, and Lincoln Lagesson, who was did a lot of movies with Kevin Sorbo, he'll be his presenter. Clifford Happy, another stuntman whose wife is getting the award that night, Marguerite. We honored him in 2012 with the Silver Spur. We do a stunt person every year also. And the famous Steve Waddington Band is going to be playing that night. Also, as a guest, Bo Svenson is coming. Michael Dante is coming. And believe it or not, folks, even the Academy Award recipient, Margaret O'Brien, is going to be there that night. So she's going to be, you know, it's quite something, a wonderful Margaret O'Brien, Johnny Crawford from The Rifleman. It's going to be one heck of a big show that night. And it's a charity show. All tickets are tax deductible. And the net proceeds is going to the City of Hope Cancer Research. So all you folks out there that are listening, go online today, realcowboys.org, and upper left-hand corner, you will find my telephone number. Give me a call, and you can talk to me, and how many people are coming with you. This is one show you do not want to miss. I know there's going to be people out there that are going to say, my God, if only I would have known, I would have gone, you know? So the more people that comes, the more money we can give to the charity. We do this every year. This is our 20th year. The Real Cowboys are known in 188 countries around the world, and there's only 196 countries. So there you go.
Yeah, okay. Well, great, Robert. We're getting ready to ride on down the road, and I will be there. And hopefully next year I'll be on the program singing my country music. So anyway, it's great to have you, Robert, and we thank you for coming on board. And I know it's going to be a great event.
Well, people out there, do not wait to the last minute. You snooze, you lose. So give us a call. Look online, realcowboys.org, R-E-E-L, cowboys.org. And tell your friends, get on Facebook, tell everybody. All right.
Thank you, Robert. Thanks for coming on.
You are so welcome. Have a blessed day, everybody, and say prayers for the victims. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Carmelita, and you, like I said, we always say you have such interesting guests, and he has such an interesting past, and his events are amazing. So, but anyway, you know, guys, our hearts and prayers go out to all the victims of the hurricane, and remember, when the news starts dying down,
stay with those prayers and donations for the, you know, we got these are record breaking hurricanes that hit Texas and Florida. And it's not over when the news stops and the hurricane ends. It's so much cleanup and devastation. They're going to need our help for a long time. And
as a matter of fact, last night I went to the birthday party of Barbara Morrison. She's a well-known vocalist, just came back from Scotland, and she's putting together some packages, and actually is going to go to Houston to deliver them. And I do have some clothing that I'm going to be able to contribute to that. And she has a museum there in Leimert Park where they'll be accepting donations. So, you know, I think it's great that everybody's joining hands and doing something to help. This is the one good thing about tragedy, is that it does bring out the best in human nature. And,
yes.
You know, there's no divisions. We all become one family. So on that note, I just want to, you know, leave it there.
Yeah, well, that's true. You see, everybody, you know, there's no color. There's everybody's helping each other. And we're going to have to remember to keep it going. Right, Carmelita? We have to
keep
this going for a long time.
We don't need a 9/11. We don't need hurricanes or anything else. We just need to keep a good thought in mind and keep love in our hearts for our sisters and our brothers.
And keep backing them up and dealing with them. So we have Frank. You still with us?
I am here, Jim. I was just going to make another comment, Carmelita, on what you said. Long time ago, I heard a comment that stayed with me, that the quickest water to dry on the face of the earth were tears of gratitude.
That's right.
And I think that applies many, many times to, you know, the collective action that happens during disaster, but, you know, how quick we forget, you know.
Yes.
That, you know, disasters happen every day.
Yeah. And see, the thing is, when the news dies down, all these people are still there, and they're not even back to their homes yet. They haven't even gotten clearance yet, and they can't even find the roads in some cases. And you're talking about 60% of Florida has no electricity. So you have to find your papers and your business and put everything back together, your homes.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll tell you, when I went through that situation down there in the Biloxi area, I called up my brokers and the attorneys and so on. And so what's going on with the properties and how can I help? Because, you know, it's not just my investment properties. These people lost their personal stuff, and you do what you can. But they basically said, we don't know. I mean, everything's a mess. You know, they don't know where to go, who to call. It's just up in the air. So it takes a while to put it all together. So we got to remember to hang in there with this. But so anyway, we really appreciate your guest, Carmelita, with the show he has coming up. What's the name of that show again?
Well, we have two guests. Jarvis got an event coming up in November.
Yeah.
And Robert, the Diamond Rose Awards. And it's always in an elegant location. Last year it was at the Peninsula Hotel in Pebbly Hills. And Robert, who is the Lafreniere, who is the president of Real Cowboys, is producing the Silver Spur Awards, and they always have amazing guests. And
I know Jarvis Rose Diamond Award is always, it's amazing. I mean, the cars stop down the street, and you know they're looking in the window, seeing all the glamour he has in his Emmys coming up. But yeah, we want people to attend and support, and we want people to totally, you know, dig in the pockets and support these, you know, the Red Cross, whoever your, you know, whatever your channel is.
Well, the City of Hope, you know, they are doing what they can, you know, to deal with cancer. And my organization, of course, you know, is about preventing it. So, you know, I do have an interest in supporting, you know, what's going on.
And my late wife, Carmelita, passed away at City of Hope in 1991. So,
who?
I am a legacy of that fine institution.
Frank's wife. Yeah.
Oh, your wife.
My late wife, Carmelita, passed away from inflammatory breast cancer. She survived 22 months, and prior to that protocol of hers, they didn't survive 12 months. It's a very horrific cancer that strikes, not a great deal of women, but when it does, it's terminal.
Yes, not very many people are familiar with inflammatory breast cancer, but it is something, you know, out there that we need to be aware of. And, as they say, knowledge is power. So the more we educate ourselves, the more we can do to empower our health situation and be proactive in prevention.
Absolutely. Exactly. You know, Jim, Eric wanted me to mention an event that we have upcoming October the 7th, the MMA fight at the Pyramid in Long Beach.
That's right.
We had a meeting last Friday. We had the promoter of the MMA event, myself, Eric, and two incredible Vietnamese business people, and Larry Witherspoon, of course, who is Eric's partner on Easy Way TV. It was a joint decision that was made that there will be a definite philanthropic effort made during this event for victims of Harvey and now Florida. I'm going to be contacting World Vision International as soon as we get off this call and contacting them because they're based in Commerce and could certainly come down and booth this event. And the wonderful thing about it is they already have people on the ground in Houston and also now in Florida from World Vision, and I'm sure they're going to be very thrilled, to see that this event is going to put a lot more resources in their hands to help these people on the ground. And then at that event, there was a gentleman representing the promoter who is a Vietnam veteran, and he has a tremendous amount of American Legion that are going to show up to this particular event, and I'll obviously solicit donations and whatnot for Harvey and Floridians, veterans. And let us not forget, ladies and gentlemen, 1.7 million of our homeless out there are United States veterans. Now, that alone should motivate us to open up our pocketbooks.
That's right. It's hard to believe when you hear these figures. Wait a minute. These people served, and what are they doing out there with a sign? It's hard to
believe. It's so unfair. You know, they serve and give their lives and then come back home and then get kicked to the curb. That's really sad. I mean, you know, I'm well aware of the homeless situation with the vets, and I don't think it should be happening at all.
Well, you know, there's a lot of organizations, and I give them credit that, like Fred Smith, we work with, and Frank, they're all tied in. And Eric is, when he's on the phone, I've heard it for many years, when he's on the phone and there's a certain, you know, event that we're being tied in with or a large organization, he will always say, well, who are we helping? You know, he wants to somewhere or another bring them in to some kind of situation that helps. And that's what we got to do. We got to keep our hearts open for that because, you know, if that doesn't happen, a lot of these people, they don't get the help, and it's more difficult for them to weather these storms, literally, right? Weather these monster storms. And, Frank, you know, we were talking, and Carmelita and I were just mentioning it, and we don't have the expertise, and I don't know where you're at with this, but this stuff that's happening, and I brought this up before, I don't remember these kind of storms, and people that are 90 years old they'll say, I don't remember seeing anything like this, and they're saying this is record-breaking. Do you think this might tie into something they call climate change? Maybe it's not climate change, but it seems like something may be changing. Is it these ice sheets that are getting covered with the soot, that the sun is hitting the soot and making it melt faster? You think some of this may be
the oceans are warming, Jim. In some cases, you know, they're nearly 90 degrees, and you know we are losing what used to be great areas of ice in Alaska. I mean, and our source of water, even here locally in California, the mountaintops where the snows melt and provide our water, that is starting to dry up. A lot of people are just not aware of also not only here, but floods are happening in Europe and especially in some of the locations such as Asia and Bangladesh. I mean, we may not be aware of what's going on outside of our own perimeters here in the States, but this is happening all over. And it's not by accident. It is the result of man-made or people-made actions, and the scientists have been backing it up for years. I don't know when people pay attention.
Well, it's happened kind of rapidly as well, Carmelita. I remember when I first came to California in 71, we used to go to the beach, right? And
yeah.
You could lay out there pretty much all day and not get as roasty red as you do today. And now if you go and lay out on the beach, even with a cloud cover, you've got to put SPF whatever on your body because you're going to get nailed. And along these lines, you know, we just had a very interesting statistic. My wife owns a pretty good-sized medical aesthetic practice up in Yorba Linda that they discovered that the sun's rays now pounding on a face are going straight through the collagen level and causing, you know, degenerative bone disease. Can you believe that? Okay.
Yes,
wow.
I
people
believe it.
Who
I believe it,
put,
yes.
Who do not put sunscreen of some magnitude on their face, I mean, are really taking some incredible gambles here. You know, not taking care of their skin. I mean, this is serious stuff.
Well, I don't want to be the bearer of the news that you don't want to hear, but the sunscreens can also contribute to skin cancer because, you know, these chemicals and what have you. And also the beauty products, you know, it's something that's going into your largest organ, your skin, and it immediately goes into your bloodstream, you're putting on your skin.
That, and I have to jump in here real quick, you know. MyRealEarth.com, people were dealing with talking about big hearts, but not only big hearts, they really take seriously what they do. And I'm not trying to be a salesman or anything, but I've seen so many products with, I can't even pronounce the names. They're so chemically involved, and they are obsessed with the real deal stuff. The dealing with products that are from nature. But the interesting part is the amazing results they're getting. You know, I mean, I know I don't want to make this sound, but it's real. I mean, and when I look at this stuff and I research, I'm thinking, wow, do I want to put this on? I mean, not that I care about my skin much anymore, but I see all the stuff people are using in these commercials. I'm thinking, wow, is that really good for you? And the MyRealEarth.com people, they use the natural stuff. And it's... I think that's the way to go with this because there's too many toxins out there, you know, too many toxins.
Yeah,
and
to toot my own horn, Jim, that they happen to be one of our brand new Easy Way Business affiliate clients recently and whatnot.
And, you know,
and we are helping them tremendously in their social media. And if you could get the playback from, I think it was last week's radio show, the one before that Eric and I do live on Saturday. They were just singing the praises of Easy Way, you know, and what they've been able to do with their business in just a short period of time. So for you small businesses out there that need to elevate your brand or expand your reach, you need to get in touch with us because, believe me, when we touch a business, things change.
Oh, yeah. You know, my Easy Way business and Easy Way radio page and the Easy Way app, I mean, it's just a changing world, and Carmelita knows this, and Frank, you know it. You gotta stay on top of this stuff, otherwise you kind of fall behind. But we got the
It's interesting. If you ask Jim today, people in the business world, what are you doing in your marketing? The type of response you get almost immediately, and you saw it when we went down with the California Seniors Guide. Their immediate response is, "Oh, we do social media." Well, that's a great pat answer is coming, you know, but the bottom line is, what does that mean? You know, it's not so much what you say, it's what does it mean? And the bottom line is they really don't know what it means. They think just simply putting up a Facebook page or, you know, subscribing to Yelp or whatever is going to solve their problem, and it's not. Digital is not a magic pill that you just basically sign up for and everything is going to get hunky-dory. It doesn't work that way. There's a thing called reciprocity where you have to go to work. You know, I mean, you didn't stop working just because you know, quit your job and became a small business owner. The work is probably even more intensified. But this digital world, this social media world requires work. And the bottom line is we can show a business how to do that much more efficiently.
Exactly. And, you know, you talk about all this, you know, leading, this leads to the stress factor.
And there we got that base covered with the True Medic, TRU Medic. And we got to stay on top of this stuff because we go forward so fast, it's like the Indy car. I mean, you're going with a $1 million motor, but if you don't pull into a pit stop, you're going to burn the motor out. And you got to stop, take a break. I tell Eric that. He just goes and goes. And I know you're always busy. Well, Frank, you're always traveling, busy, and Carmelita. But we got to take our time to, and we told the baby boomers this, you know, and everybody, got to take our time to eat, drink some water, get the veggies in us, and rest, and not just go forward with this, you know, moving forward thing all the time. You got to take a break. So what else?
Yeah, Jim, one of the things that I would invite our listeners to do, if they want to learn more about how to, you know, basically re-energize their business, they need to go to our Facebook page. Our Facebook page, very simple, EZ, that's E, Edward, Z, Zebra, Way, W-A-Y, Business. So it's Easy Way Business, and simply join that group. Now, it is a closed group. You are going to have to be admitted, but, you know, beat a pathway, get on our Facebook page, and the reason being is because once you get there and you start seeing who signed up for this group, it's almost like
oh, yeah.
the who's who of
hey,
American business that has joined our ranks. And let
yeah.
me tell you something. It's important not so much what you know as who you know. And the business affiliate program that we have crafted is going to begin to provide introductions at top levels of business influencers. That is going to be something that's going to be incredible for your business in the long run.
That's right. That's right. And you know, like I said, you gotta get on the bandwagon because you wind up falling behind. And we got the Flicks for Change coming up, Frank. And wow, a lot of stuff on the table here.
Every time you turn around, we got something coming up, Jim.
12. I think I believe that's November 12th, 13th, 14th. We got the Celebrity Connect on November 4th, and. Wow, this is fun. These are some interesting events. And then we got Jarvis listen to the show. You know, it goes in archive. We got the Jarvis events coming up and the cowboy situation. I mean, wow, we're going to be some busy people here. And I give everybody.
You know, the other thing, Jim, that you might want to make mention of is that incredible production company that's coming up in San Diego. We're going to dovetail that into Easy Way Business. You know, they bought the Vista Post Office. It's going to be, what, a 20,000-square-foot media facility? You know, we're really going to blow it up down in North County, San Diego, when that comes up.
That
oh, yeah.
sounds great.
Yeah, the old post office is being transformed. And, Frank, the thing is, these people we're dealing with, I love it. They're faith-based people. They're good people. And
Jim,
you know,
that website is productionsandiego.com, right?
Yeah, it's productionsandiego.com, and they're down in Vista, and they have a beautiful studio, very, you know, first class, set off from their home, and then they're working on the second studio, and it's going to be a whole new way of looking at coming down to a studio. There's going to be like a lounge and so on and so forth. It's going to be exciting, and it's going to be kind of a groundbreaking situation. But they're great people, and I'll tell you, this is amazing, Carmelita. What happens? The time goes by so fast.
Thank you for listening
does.
To Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.